Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Ralph Nona Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, with a ladies' game in a book and a resounding win for the BC ladies team. We're set for the guys' turn coming up. Welcome back, everybody, with Seth back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. He's doing the producing and engineering and all the complicated stuff. I don't even understand all that. Tom Cow's with you here in the gym. I get to do the fun stuff, and it should be a fun game here this evening between a couple of very talented teams, Benedictine and William Penn. The Ravens coming into the game tonight at 5-6 and 4-3 in the conference. William Penn coming in at 8-3, and they are 5-2 in the heart. And before we get too far underway with that one, we're going to visit with Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens, stopping in to see his coach. First of all, congratulations. That was, I'm going to have to turn this one right here a little bit. Yeah. Congratulations, Ben. That was a fun game, huh?
That was good. Yeah. Thanks, John.
Anytime you can jump out to a lead like that early in a ball game, it kind of indicates a couple of things. Number one, it's going to be a pretty good night. Number two, your ladies, they hadn't played in a while, but they were really ready to go tonight.
Definitely. You know, and then coming off the break, you know, you're still getting our legs back to us after taking a week or so off and, you know, coming off Hawaii as well, you know, and getting back into the groove. And, yeah, they brought it tonight right from the start, which is exciting to see.
Lots of points, and again, your team has been pretty prolific scoring this evening. I mean, you've got triple digits already, and this time, you know, you're getting up pretty close to there. Seeing on that offense has got to be really good.
Definitely. You know, I think we're, what, number one or two in the conference in scoring, averaging about 75 points a game, and, yeah, we got a lot of firepower. You know, we got a lot of players that can score at all levels, and it's a fun team to coach, for sure.
Love seeing everybody have to launder their uniforms. Because you got everybody on the bench, got out there tonight. That's
right.
Always fun.
Definitely, you know, and got to play a lot there in the fourth quarter. We got them all in there for quite a bit, which is nice. And they all came in and produced. You know, played good defense, rebounded, made the extra pass, knocked down shots. You know, when they came in the fourth quarter, so we were able to keep things moving and playing well the whole time.
Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. If you'll stick around for a minute, we'll be back here and we'll continue this in the guys' game coming up shortly here on KARE.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Back with you here at the Nola Gymnasium. Guys, game getting set to go pretty shortly. Right now, visiting with Chan Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. And, Coach, you were talking a minute ago about it's great to see all your players get out there. And I get to see combinations that you may not even get to see in practice. I mean, you're getting everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And with all of those combinations, 12 turnovers on tonight.
I know, right?
That's a fantastic number.
That is great. You know, our goal is every game to keep it under 14. So, yeah, that was a great night. And, yeah, like you said, a lot of combinations out there. We do mix them up in practice some and get them, different lineups and different people. But, you know, what's great is that all 15, 16 of them, all good players. They all play well together. They all play hard, and they all play for each other. You know, and that's been our secret, and that's been our goal.
Now, William Penn, they gave you a couple different looks. They were trying to do something to slow you down, trying to stop you. Finally went to that little 2-3, you know, late in the ball game, which, when all else fails, I'm a believer, when all else fails, the 2-3 zone, you know, is the good thing to run. And your girls adapted to that. I mean, if you couldn't get it inside, you would take it outside, and you did a really good job, I thought, of adapting to the different looks.
Right. You know, they're mainly a man-to-man team, and, you know, they got a few players hurt and sick and weren't with them today, so they were a little shorthanded and definitely not very tall, so we thought they might go zone, and we hadn't really practiced on it this week because we were expecting man-to-man. But, yeah, our gals did a great job at adjusting and, you know, like you said, getting the ball inside out. And, you know, they're smart, and they understand, you know, what we need to do against zone and what we need to do against man, and they were able to go back and forth really comfortably today.
Not looking to jinx anything, but it's good to come back off the break, and it looks like the team is about as healthy as you could hope for it to be right now.
Definitely, you know, knock on wood, but, yeah, that's definitely a key, you know. And just like I was saying, this team, William Penn, had half their squad here because the other half injured and sick. So we're very lucky right now with our health and where we're at. But we got a great training staff, and you know, I think our ladies do a great job of taking care of themselves and getting rest and getting treatments. And you know, you just got to keep grinding, but also, you know, keep taking care of yourselves, because that's going to be a big key throughout the year. If you can stay healthy, you know, for the whole season, you're going to put yourself in a great spot.
Okay, so now with this one's in the book, so we can kind of put it behind us a little bit, and we have two battles for Saturday, Mother Nature and then Grandview.
Yep.
And we're assuming, let's just assume that we get there and this thing gets off, like we're hoping that it does.
Mm-hmm.
What a game this should be. I mean, the two one-loss teams in a conference, you know, two of the top three teams in a conference getting together and you're on the road. It's never easy to go up there, but, Coach, I've got to tell you the truth. I love going up there. There's something about that gym. I like the way the crowd is on top of the floor. I like that place.
Yeah, it's loud. You know, we got to see it firsthand big time in the conference tournament championship game last year. You know, us and them in the finals, and it was packed, and people were breathing down our necks on the bench. And, you know, it is a good atmosphere. And like I said, the last two times we played them, we won by two, I think. They won by three. You know, we've, like you said, been the two of the top three teams in the conference right now, so this is a big game for second place. And definitely, you know, what's also unique is that both teams pretty much return everybody from the year before, so we're two of the more veteran teams in the league that have pretty much the same players, or a lot of the same players, as we had last year.
Okay, so I have to ask you, you know, how do you bounce back this quick? I mean, everybody's getting like a day off, and that's not much.
Right. I mean, like you said, everybody's doing that. But so is Grandview. They're on the road tonight, so they got to deal with a little extra travel. But, of course, we got to travel Saturday. But yeah, we got one day, you know, to get ready. We've been watching film and getting ready. We got one day to get them ready tomorrow. But, again, we got a veteran squad and a smart group. And, you know, they're going to pick it up in our practice session tomorrow, know what they need to do, and be ready to go. But so you got to balance rest and also the game plan tomorrow in our practice.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations, man. We look forward to everything works out right. We'll see you in Des Moines Saturday afternoon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. Chan Folsom, head coach of the Benedictine Lady Ravens, after an impressive win that they put together here in front of the crowd in the Norman Gymnasium in the ladies' game. And now a look at the guys' game. And, Coach, before you get away, I was just going to show you this I thought was kind of interesting right there. So, Here we go. The Benedictine guys getting together with Grandview in their first bucket of the ball game. A little turnaround spin shot is going to be up and in by Noah Simmons. And when we talk about these teams for Grandview, Noah Simmons, he is that presence, that big guy, that aircraft carrier out in the middle. It's like, you know, the USS Ronald Reagan out there. He's 6'10". He's going 348, 352, every bit of that. He is a big man and a real presence in the middle. He hits that first shot, and now he'll have a rebound on the other end of the shot. Back up, missed. Rebound at Benedictine. So Ravens are going to try to run here a little bit. Running shot from the left side is going to be up by Bryson. No good. Back up with it will come William Penn. Penn is a team that will run and run, and they are so good under long time. 24th season head coach John Henry. Penn this evening is starting Isaac Holbrecht, a 6'1 junior from Missouri. Roy Jones, a 5'10 senior from Pensacola. You got Jameer Reed from Philadelphia, a 6'5 junior. You got 6'3 sophomore Manny Hammond. And I've already mentioned 6'10" Alabama native Malik Oates. And now we get a 3-point shot for the Ravens. It's going to be up and good, and Benedictine has taken their first lead of the game. It is 3-2 Ravens. We are just underway in the guys' game. Welcome to the Nolan Gymnasium, everybody. Tom Couch through the courtside. Seth, our producer engineer in the world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studios. Benedictine coming up court with the basketball. Seth, shot a moment ago by Jack Vandermoot. He'll go again in the lefties. This one is in and out, won't drop. Rebound. Pulled back down by William Penn. Statesman into the forecourt. Lots of contact, and they're going to call no foul. And they say as the ball escapes and has been off a Raven player, it'll be Penn basketball beneath their goal with 18:06 to go in the opening half. 3-2 BC in front in the early going. Again, Penn coming in at 8-3. 5-2 in the conference. Benedictine 5-6. They are 4-3 in hard play. Penn from the top of the key. Jones, now the launch is up. No good from the outside. Rebound is going to be on the floor. Penn is going to pick it back up. It'll be Washington with a basketball. Little crossover dribble. Pulls up. 17-footer. Nails it. The bucket by Laquan Washington. So Washington knocked that way down. He's a 6'4" junior from Chicago. And Benedictine up court with the ball, running the ball club from the point for BC is going to be Declan Sullivan. They'll go baseline left. Vandermoot, another three. Jack is, for lack of a better term, a pure shooter. He loves to spot up. Given any bit of daylight, he's going to knock it down. That perimeter shot, he's hit a couple of them already here tonight. Now the turnaround shot by the big guy in the middle is going to be up. It's no good. Benedictine coming out with the basketball, and here come the Ravens. Declan Sullivan, left side, Vandermoot, three. This time it won't drop, and a rebound pulled down by Penn. Manny Hammonds coming out with the basketball. Statesman into the forecourt. Hammonds is going to bring it all the way down himself. Goes into the lane, pulls up from 14. It rolls around off the rim, no good. Benedictine pulls it down with Hagen Hilgendorf. The Ravens starting Preston Reynolds, Jack Vandermoot, Bryson LaRue, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Declan Sullivan. Declan brings it out on top to Preston. Back to Declan. He'll turn around, go from 15, doesn't get it, pulls out his own rebound, over to Bryson. He'll launch and hit the three. Bryson LaRue and Benedictine. On the power of three, three-point shots, has taken a 9-4 lead. Back over to the left side, crossing over underneath. The shot blocked by Preston. Picked up by Danglin. Sullivan breaking down. He's one on two defenders. His driving shot, no. Tipped up Bryson, no. Back up quickly. They're running three. Missing. Rebound Benedictine. Right now, these two teams are just running. I mean, they have not exactly running an offense, but they are just running and putting up some shots. 15:50 to go in this opening half. And Seth, so that you know, we will have media breaks inside 15, 10, and 5. So before long, we'll be having a media timeout on a dead ball. Here's Hilgendorf for the baseline. Got it for three. The fourth three-point shot for Benedictine. That one belongs to Hagen Hilgendorf. It is 12-4 Benedictine at the 15-20 mark of the opening half. Maybe Ravens have pushed early. The Ravens. Ravens have pushed to a big lead early against the Statesman team. Kick back to the right side, head faking the defender. The uncontested three misses, and the follow shot, though, off the offensive board is going to be up and good for Laquan Washington. Washington with four of his team six, and the Raven lead is 12-6. Inside 15, so at the next dead ball, we will have a media break. Here's Hilgendorf with it, above the three-point rim with his back to the backboard. There's a three, in and out, rebound pin. Bryson's shot wouldn't go down. Penn's outlet pass slapped away by Preston, and we're going to get a break. Time out of the court here in Ashes on Kansas. Men's College basketball in 14:39 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 12, William Penn 6.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Getting a little swig of some high-quality H2O here during that timeout as these two teams have been going up and down the floor. A lot of up and down the floor. Not really an awful lot of points. It is a 12-6 Benedictine lead at 14:39 to go in the opening half, and the Ravens led in scoring by Jack Vanderwood, who's got a half a dozen on 2-of-4 shooting from the outside. Bryson LaRue and Hagen Hilgendorf with a three-point shot apiece, and all 12 Raven points have come from the outside. For William Penn, it has been Laquan Washington with 4 points, and then the big man Malik Oates with the other two for the Statesmen. We're set to go back to action. It's put in play at the end of the Benedictine bench, and Oates will drive it out toward the top. Here's a turnaround shot for the baseline. No good. Rebound. Vanderwood coming up with the basketball, and up four with it. It's Deglin Sullivan. Deglin, the 6'1" freshman out of South Bend, Indiana. Ravens with the ball. Deglin's heels at the center circle. Will drive into the lane. Put a contested shot up. It's no good. Oates comes down with the basketball, and the big man drives it up the floor like a guard. And then Deglin just picks his pocket. Ravens are going to steal it. Big men shouldn't be dribbling the ball up court. On the other end, the shot goes up. We get a whistle. We got a foul. Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Roy Jones for William Penn. It'll be his first. It'll be William Penn foul one. And, in fact, it is going to be the first foul of the ball game by either team nearly 6 minutes in. Bryson LaRue at the line. First one is good. Bryson LaRue. I don't know how you can say enough about how this young man has played for Benedictine. And through his career, he's a junior. One of the leading scorers last year. He is the leading scorer this year, averaging 16 points a ball game. 82.5% free throw shooter on the season. That one is going to come up a little bit short of the rebound. Statesman, 13-6 BC. We're now inside 14 to go, opening half. Penn with the basketball, spinning into the lane, and the shot goes up. We got a hold by one of the defenders, and it might be Sullivan. It is. Deglin Sullivan has the Ravens' first foul of the game. And Benedictine will make his first substitution. Deglin's going to check out and into the lineup out of Wellington, New Zealand. It's a 6'1 senior, Ezra Vigafa. And Penn will bring it into Jameer Reed. Reed back out on top to Isaac Hoberecht. Here's a three, left side, up and good. Manny Hammonds from outside. Penn got right back into this thing. It's now a 13-9 BC lead. Vanderwood from 15 knocks it home. Jack with 8. 15-9. Again, two of the more, and I don't want Coach Moody to hear me say this, but more elder statesmen as far as coaching tenures in this conference meeting here tonight is Ryan Moody in his 12th season here at Benedictine, and John Henry in his 24th season as head coach for William Penn. Ezra Bygoffa is going to pick up a foul on that trip up the floor, and Penn coming to the free throw line, and the guy who's been carrying him here, Manny Hammonds. Free throw rolls around, but it will go good. And Hammonds tied down for team scoring honors with Laquan Washington. With one more free throw, he'll hit it also, giving five. Manny Hammonds makes it a 15-11 Benedictine lead. And Bygoffa up the floor with the basketball and backing his way across midcourt, defended by Marcellus Bryant. Now, Marcellus has just come into the game. He's a little 5'10" sophomore out of Inglewood, California for William Penn. Bygoffa will go three. Missed it. Rebound, Penn. Kobarek into the forecourt. Out on top, Bryant, they'll back away. Penn plays a lot away from the basket. Yes, I know they've got a big guy, but they even keep him pulled away from the basket. And now the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds, and Larry Wilcox, he's probably going to win a rebound for that as he reaches down, snags the ball before it rolls down the hallway and rolls it back out on the court. I'm going to give him a rebound for that. I think that that's legitimate. Benedictine's going to make a substitution and into the lineup for the first time tonight. We're going to get Gino Corridori, last season's leading scorer. Gino hampered with injuries in the early part of the year, has gotten really little playing time, kind of working back into it. He's a 6'8" guy out of Littleton, Colorado. And as he goes up with a shot, it's going to be batted away and Penn back up the floor with it, trailing it only by four. 12-12 to go in the first. Ravens with a steal. That lead pass and that breakaway layup is good by LaRue. I thought it was going to be a little bit of showtime, but Bryson, he's happy with running in for the layup. Now the shot quickly up on the other end misses. Vanderbilt coming up with the basketball. Here comes Ezra. Ravens are trying to run, leading at 17-11 with 11:50 to go in the opening half. Top side, Corridori. Gino pivoting with the right foot, pushes it off on top, gets it there to Preston. Reynolds back to Ezra. Bygoffa has it knocked out of his hands for a moment. No foul called. He's able to get back and recover it. Goes Corridori at the high five. Back to it goes Ezra. Behind the back layup by the crossover. Good Bygoffa for two. It's now 19-11 Benedictine at 11.5 to go opening half. Penn back on offense. Just inside the three-point ring, the shot misses, and Preston Reynolds goes way upstairs and will sweep down his second rebound of the game. 11-11 to go in the half. Benedictine with a ball up by eight at 19-11. Vander Woody kicks it right side. LaRue backs away, and as he backs away, that bucket step that is so often a problem for some of these guys, well, he pulled back with the left foot, stepped on the sideline right in front of the Penn bench. And here come the Statesmen with the basketball. Penn into the forecourt. They have rotated back into the game. Malik Oates, 14-foot jumper left side. Perfect by Ja'Cory Williams. So Ja'Cory getting his first point of the game, a 6'2 junior from Little Rock. And as Ezra has the ball across midcourt, you get Brank trying to reach in and theme that thing, but in the process, make some contact. It'll be Marcellus Bryant's first foul. And team fouls are even at two each. Benedictine is going to take out for the first time tonight both Jack Vandermoody and Bryson LaRue. Into the game is going to be Larry Parker. And also coming in for Benedictine is going to be Harrison Kissling. So Harrison, a 6'3 freshman from Olathe, and Larry from Kansas City, Missouri, 6'4 sophomore. Ravens with the basketball, a shot clock down to single digits, and Preston's going to have it knocked out of his hands. It'll be stolen by Penn. William Penn coming up the floor, down a half a dozen. Taking a cross center circle at the logo, goes over to the left side, outside the three-point ring. No shot there for William. Now they'll go down to the baseline to Reed. His pass on top, batted away, and reaching in one more time to try to come up with a steal. Preston Reynolds is going to be called for a foul. That'll be Preston's first foul And as it occurs at exactly 10 minutes, we're going to get our second media break. We're taking a timeout precisely 10 minutes ago in the opening half. It's low scoring. Benedictine 19, William Penn 13.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're a quarter of the way through the ball game, and it's a 19-13 Raven lead. Welcome back, everybody. Seth's in the studio. Tom Council here, courtside, and I got to tell you, I mean, maybe it's an old guy thing, and if so, so be it. I am still a fan of the 20-minute half. You know, in high school, quarters are one thing. In college, and I know the ladies have really embraced that four quarters game, but I still kind of enjoy the halves, you know. Benedictine coming out of the court with Ezra Vigatha, Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Larry Parker, and Gino Corridori for William Penn. It is going to be Marcellus Bryant and Ja'Cory Williams. You got Malik Oates down there. He'll turn and spin and doesn't get it to go. Corridori's rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll go back to Penn. So Malik Oates cannot hit the short shot, but then the Ravens cannot come down with a defensive rebound. And as I was starting to set the Raven lineup, Coach Moody will make a pair of adjustments to that. And the Ravens are going to go with two bigs out there now. And by two bigs, you got 6'9" Hagen Hilgendorf and 6'8" Gino Corridori. That'll be on the floor along with, we got out there, we've got Harrison Kissling and Larry Parker and Deglan Sullivan. So those are your Benedictine five. Inbound pass is going to be slapped away. Ravens are going to come up with a steal. And here comes Benedictine's Deglan Sullivan. You never know what to expect with a freshman. And Deglan, I think, has been, you know, I hate to use the word a surprise because you like to think that you expect everybody to be good. So being good, it should not be surprising. But when a freshman is able to start and participate to the level he has, that's always a pleasant thing. And here's a spinning shot by Corridori that's up and good as Gino gets his first point of the game. Pushing the Ravens lead now to 21-13, and on the other end of the floor, we have a Benedictine foul. So again, you got Deglan Sullivan out there. He's got freshman of the year potential in this conference. Out of South Bend, Indiana. They know something about college athletics in South Bend, Indiana. Free throw off that foul is going to be up and short. No good. Jameer Reed, who has yet to score in the game, is going to get one more shot. Jameer is 6'5 junior from Philadelphia, a 73.9% free throw shooter, so he's a good shooter. The second one up with the right hand is perfect, and he will have his first point of the game. It is a 21-14 Raven advantage, 9 minutes left, first half. Top side, Kissling. Corridori. 8:50 to go in the half. Shot clock at 15. Back across the lane, Benedictine working the outside. That Penn defense is pretty good, but a running layup. Just kind of a finger roll over the front by Harrison Kissling. 23-14. Now Penn races to the other end, and a hook shot of the lane is going to count for Justin Bradley. 23-16, Raven. 8:20 to go in the half. Here comes Deglan. He'll slide over to the right side. Gino at the top. Skips it down low to Hagen, who gets tripped a little bit, but is able to maintain his coordinated balance and keeps the ball on the floor. Now the 16-footer hits the back of the rim, and Sullivan cannot control down the rebound. It will elude him and go out of bounds back to William Penn. So the Statesmen on the road tonight will have the basketball as we're at 8 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens in front at home, 23-16. Jack Vanderwood, I see, making his way over to the scorer's table, getting set to check back in. The feed will come out on top. Penn will square up for the three. Oh, that was a pretty shot by Roy Jones. His first points of the game, and Penn has got a half a dozen guys in the scoring column. It's 23-19 now. And Sullivan goes all the way down the court, goes into the lane. He's got to get out of there pretty quickly. Lobs it out on top where Larry Parker saves the Ravens a three-second call. Here's a three from the left side. Nope. Rebound, Statesmen. Penn coming up with the ball. That's 7-11 to go in the first half. They'll race to the other end of the floor. Nice screen. The shot's going to be rejected. Gino. BC will run. It's a two-on-two break. Around to the left side. The runner from 13 rims out. No good. Rebound tipped around on the floor. Save Sullivan. Declan will bring it off on top. Hilgendorf to Gino. Gordori back to Larry. Parker heads for the baseline. Goes back to Gino, the big man for three. Rims out, no. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Ja'Cory Williams, and here comes Penn. Statesmen up the floor at the 640 point of the first half. They'll lock it over to Oates. Oates drops the shoulder, drops the shoulder, drops the shoulder, leans, turns, hook shot short. Rebound, Hilgendorf. Corridori doing a really nice job defensively against a bigger man. You're not going to get a lot of times if you're Gino, a guy who's bigger than you. Corridori, it's 6'8", but Malik Oates at 6'10". And we're at 6 minutes to go in the half. Here's Hilgendorf off the window for two. Hagan's fifth point of the ball game, and the Ravens again up by half a dozen. It's 25-19 BC. 6 minutes left, opening half. A little bit of a head fake, no shot. Now the shot from the outside is up for three, no good. And Corridori, who's really, I think, having his best game so far this season, having, again, worked his way back into playing condition, having come off an injury in the preseason. Skip over to Gino in the lane. He'll fall from 13, but it's wide to the right side. Shot doesn't drop. Pinned for the rebound to Jameer Reed. Brings it all the way up the floor. We'll take a running three. It had to be partially deflected, wasn't it? No, apparently not. It's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. For William Penn, my goodness, how many subs are we getting? One, two, three. And for the Ravens, one, two, three. So we got half a dozen changes out on the court, three for each team, and we'll just reset the fives as they come into play. Declan Sullivan back in the game as the Ravens are on offense. Preston Reynolds back over to Sullivan. Bryson LaRue's out there. They'll be with Hilgendorf and Jack Vanderwood. Hilgendorf will turn, spin, reverse, layup. Oh, what a pretty play. Hagen Hilgendorf with seven. 27-19, the Ravens with our largest lead of the ball game. Again, up eight. They led by eight a little earlier. And we go less than five to play in the half. Penn looking inside. They want the big guy. Can't find him. Clock running down. They'll take the outside shot. Miss it. Vanderwoody coming out with a rebound. BC up the board. Deglin races to the top of the key. Keeps the dribble alive. Lobs it over into the left corner. Preston way out on top. Bryson. Everybody drops off. He gets a wide open three and throws it in. Bryson LaRue. The defense had him been confused. No one was in front of him, and you cannot leave him alone. He will throw them in all night. He put that one down. Ravens go up 30-19, their first double-digit lead. Here's a 15-footer from the left side of the free throw line. Up, no good. Rebound off the backboard. Going to be followed home. That shot by Laquan Washington. It is 30-21 Ravens with 4 minutes left in the half. Sullivan playing off the screen by Preston Reynolds as he comes up court. Swings it over to Preston. A little give and go. Back to the right side to Bryson. LaRue has some room inside. Drives inside. Beats Isaac Holbrook. And LaRue with two more. 32-21. 3.5 to go in the half. Pin from 17, the long two, no good. Offensive rebound, underneath, put right back up and in. And that was a quick-handed play by Isaac Hobrecht out of Carl Junction, Missouri. He averages nearly 10 a ball game. Those are his first points tonight. Here's BC. Just over 3 minutes left in the half. Preston had it, dribbles to the corner. Keeps the dribble alive, now it's backing in. Changes directions, drops his shoulder, puts a one-handed shot up in the left hand and scores at Preston for two. 34-23. Inside 3 minutes ago in the half. The three farm from the other end, knocking it down, Jones. That's a couple of threes for Roy Jones, 34-26. And Benedictine, who has not trailed in the game, is up right now by 8. They've led by as many as 11. Now BC getting a little patient, running the offense. They're drawing that defense out. Here's Bryson for 3 that won't fall. Rebound, Manny Hammond. Quick outlet pass to Bobrek. And he's going to turn it over, and we're going to get our under 5 break right now. Timeout on the court with 2 minutes and 27 to go in the opening half in Atchison. It's Benedictine 34, William Penn 26.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, Ralph Donald Gymnasium's got a nice crowd. Now, it's not one of those SRO crowds, but a nice crowd of people from the community and friends of the college and friends of the team and family. It is still the holiday break for the students who are not going to be back for a bit yet. So that said, with 2:27 to go in the first half, and the Ravens leading it by 8 points, Penn is the first team out of the court with Hobrecht and Jones, Bradley. We got Hammonds in Washington. Benedictine still huddled up around head coach Moody, and they're going to run out on the court. Jack Vanderwood and Preston Reynolds, Bryson Maru, got Hagen Hilbendorf, and it'll be Declan Sullivan taking the inbound, and he'll be bringing the ball into the forecourt. Ravens bringing it in just in the backcourt. Declan right side to Jack. And Penn, have they shifted to some kind of a little zone maybe? Have they gone to the 2-3? I think maybe so. Here's a pass inside, and the Ravens having a really hard time getting the ball around Isaac Hobrecht. And this guy's not all that big, but he is incredibly, incredibly fast. 6'1" out of Carl Junction, Missouri, averages 9.5 points a game. And now Penn is going to steal. We're 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Here come the Statesmen. Out on top is Jones. They'll go baseline left, leaning and slipping and falling and traveling with the basketball. You'll see this from time to time, and every game seems like it happens once or twice, where the ball handler anticipates a little contact from one of the defensive players, but when that doesn't happen, he kind of loses his balance and stumbles because he was counting on that contact. Well, that's kind of what happened right there to Washington. And Laquan will turn the ball over. Here comes Benedictine with a minute 45 to go in the first half. Into the game, here's the Kissling. He'll bring it up. Kicks it over to Jack. Vanderwood backs in, turns around, off the window, no good. I think he was a little intimidated taking that shot by big Malik Oates and altered the trajectory a little bit. It did not go in. Back up comes Penn with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Stepping back, 3-point shot way short. And a rebound is on the floor. It's going to be snapped out of bounds, and it'll be touchdowns for the Ravens. So Penn will have it, and it is going to be put in at the baseline, off the right side of the free throw line. or the right side of the lane. And it'll come in way top side to Hammond. So working left. The three, Washington, nope, and Preston Reynolds. I tell you what, Preston has tremendous leaping ability. He's 6'5", and he gets up as high as anybody. He comes down with a rebound, and the Ravens are back on offense. Here's a pass down to the baseline from Hilgendorf, looking for Preston. I don't think Preston felt like that ball was going to make it through the lane. It was a thread-the-needle kind of a pass across the lane, and it did get there. But Preston wasn't quite ready for it. Ravens are going to turn it over inside a minute to go in the half. Penn dumps it down to the right side to Oates. Holds the ball high above his head. Then a little bounce pass to a cutter. And the layup is good for Washington. Laquan now with 8 points. And the Raven lead cut to a half a dozen. And we're getting a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with a half a minute to go in the half. It's Benedictine 34, Penn 28.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Well, as we return here to the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine on a bit of a scoring drought. They have not scored in just about 2.5 minutes, 2:24 to be exact. And coming out of the timeout, they'll have it in play in the forecourt. Shot clock at 20, 19, 18. Declan Sullivan with the ball way up top side, guarded by Roy Jones. Goes to Jack, to Hilgendorf, back to Declan. He gets bumped, backs away, cuts into the lane. In some traffic, shot clock at 6. The shot goes up, and it was a wild desperation shot. Now the Ravens are going to come up with the offensive rebound, and before the shot can get away, it'll be a clock violation. That one long shot went over the rim. By the way, I don't know if I reminded you that this is College Hoops here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The shot blocked on the other end. LaRue, the buzzer three, off the mark, won't drop. We've gotten a halftime in Atchison. It was a little bit wild going up and down the floor, but the Ravens will take a 6-point lead at the break, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. As the teams leave the floor and head for the locker room at halftime, the score, Benedictine 34, William Penn 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12.
Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Hey, welcome back here to the Nola Gymnasium, where the teams have gone to the locker room for halftime, and Benedictine is enjoying a 34-20 late 28 intermission lead. Let's recap how things kind of went together here in the first half. First of all, for William Penn, Statesman, no one in double-digit scoring, but they've been led by Laquan Washington. He's got 8 here this evening, and Laquan has been good. He's had half of his shots on 4 of 8 shooting tonight, adding to it a team-high 5 rebounds in only 11 minutes in the first half. So Laquan Washington with 8. It's Roy Jones Jr. following him. Roy with a half a dozen points on 2 of 4 three-point shots. 5 points in the first half for Manny Hammonds. Manny is followed then by 2 apiece for Isaac Hoberecht and Ja'Cory Williams and Justin Bradley. 1 first-half point for Jamar Reed. For the Benedictine Ravens, another great first half for Bryson LaRue. BC fans are spoiled by just how great his season has gone for him. He's at 11 here at halftime. Jack Vanderwoodie's hit half of his shots, got 8 in the first half, and Hagen Hilgendorf, perfect from the floor. 3 of 3 and 1 of 1 at the line. He's got a halftime 7. It drops in to 2 apiece. Ezra Bygoffa, Preston Reynolds, also 2 for Harrison Kissling, and another 2 for Gino Corridori. As you look at the halftime numbers, as the Raven coaching staff goes right into the locker room, it's the William Penn coaching staff all outside, all 5 of them huddled up outside the door to the locker room as they are looking at the notes and reviewing the halftime stats. And I'm sure they're letting the team kind of have a minute, get a little hydration going on and kind of catch their breath before the coaches go in and join them in the locker room. And so they're still outside their locker room. And some of the statistics that they are looking at, and I'm sure they're trying to analyze, would include the fact that Benedictine is shooting really well. 14 to 33 from the floor for 42%. Penn hitting only 32% on 11 of 34. 3-point shots, the Ravens are also shooting well at 5 of 15. Penn is 3 of 12. At the free throw line, not a lot of that has gone on tonight. Ravens are 1 of 2. Penn is 3 out of 4. BC with only 5 first-half turnovers. And Penn with 6. The Ravens have turned those 6 turnovers into 8 points. William Penn has out-rebounded Benedictine in this game to the tune of 22 to 20. And it has been offensive rebounds where they have that edge at 6 to 3. Other than that, you go up and down, you know, some of the other numbers, fast break points, points in the paint, things like that. All of them show the Ravens with a slight lead. And all of that's kind of reflected in what we've got going on here at halftime with this 34-28 Benedictine advantage. We talk about it in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Baker continues to hold down that top spot as they are undefeated coming into the game tonight at 9-0. Graceland at 8-1. Peru at 6-2, with Penn at 5-2. Park follows that at 6-4. Benedictine follows Park at 4-5. Lots of 4-win teams. Benedictine 4-5. Central Methodist 4-6. Mid-America 4-6. Then it's Grandview and Culver with 3. Clark with Missouri Valley with 2. And Mount Mercy is a 1-win in the conference team so far this season. And again, we talked about it after the big ladies' victory and also a little bit with Coach Folsom as he came up to join us, that Saturday, Benedictine, at least at this point, scheduled to be up in Des Moines, Iowa. Of course, we'll be with them here on Care Radio. The games are slated right now, as it stands at the moment, to be 2-4. Ladies game at 2 o'clock, guys game at 4. But that is very, I would tell you, that is very possibly up for adjustment. And I'm sure that tomorrow, of course, we're going to know, because this next game comes around in a really big hurry. It's a quick turnaround from Thursday night to Saturday midday. So we're going to find out tomorrow if they're going to adjust those times and either make the games earlier, or if the weather really looks ugly, maybe a thought of rescheduling that. But that's a bridge we'll cross down the road. Right now, though, we're going to take a little bit of a break, as it is halftime in the men's game here in the Nolan Gymnasium. And we'll return to bring in the second half live. But right now, with that score, Benedictine 34, William Penn 28. We're kicking it back to Seth. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Got your halftime.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Seth Beck here with you on Hot Country 93.7 as Tom counts again in the halftime there at BC, as they are in the men's game. Benedictine holding on there to a halftime lead here over William Penn, as low scoring game here in this one. And again, we'll get you to the second half and wrap up that second half of our doubleheader here tonight. BC women tonight got the victory. Yeah, no downer there, as the Lady Ravens win at 91-46. So a big victory for the Ravens as they win that one by 45 points. So, yeah, big W there for Benedictine. And they will, again, be in action again coming up maybe this Saturday, depending on the weather. So we'll have, of course, an update of that. In fact, let's go ahead and check in with our Weather Eye weather team and see what the latest look at our forecast is.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. Saturday night and remains in effect until 3 a.m. Monday morning. Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under partly cloudy skies, north winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, highs level off around 34. 6 to 12 inches of snow Saturday through Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
All right, Megan, thank you very much. As here in Atchison right now, taking a look at our current conditions, we are sitting here at 36 degrees is what we've got for a temperature. as we take a look then at our other current conditions. We've got north winds at around 15 miles an hour. It looks like lows tonight going to drop down to about 21. Don't forget, we do have that winter weather watch in effect here for this weekend, which starts, again, looks like Saturday afternoon going through Sunday afternoon. So we will definitely be keeping an eye on that. In fact, I invite you to tune in tomorrow morning. Brian Hagan in the Petting Zoo in the morning show. Right before 7 o'clock, you'll have an extended weather chat with Bill Spencer, and they'll get a little more detailed look as to what the outline looks as far as that winter storm heading our direction here this weekend. So be sure to tune in for that update. Again, Bill Spencer, Brian Hagan, we'll have that for you tomorrow morning here in the morning show on a Friday morning. Here on a Thursday night of college basketball, tomorrow night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, of course, we'll have high school basketball as, again, not fully back into the basketball season, not all the high school teams back at it tomorrow night, but we will have a game tomorrow here on High Country 93.7. And then coming up next week, we get back into a full swing of things with games both on Tuesday and then again on Friday, with also returning next week, we will have not only our high school games of the week, but we will also have Coaches Insight on Thursday, and Sports Look returns next Thursday as well. So Tom and Gus, I'm sure, talking about the Ravens, talking about high school sports and everything going on here in Care Country as far as sports is concerned. That's next Thursday. That returns here on 93.7 FM. All right, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back. Second half action of Benedictine and William Penn coming up, as at the half, it's a 6-point lead for the Ravens as they lead William Penn 34-28. Stay tuned. Tom Counts returns right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The Pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where teams are out of the locker rooms and huddle up around their respective coaching staffs as we're getting set to go to the second half. Ravens in front by half a dozen, 34-28. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Seth, producing and engineering and handling all that complicated stuff back in the Care Studio. Tom Kalsip here, courtside, and William Penn in those traveling navy with white lettering and trim uniforms. Benedictine in the familiar home white with red and black in that new uniform with the script Ravens in cursive across the front. So, a little cursive, that's always nice. And as we get set to go, it will be Benedictine basketball to begin things in the second half. It looks like each team is going to have their original starting five out. For Penn, it is going to be the original five of Hobrecht and Jones, Hammonds, Washington, and Oates. And on the left side, a quick runner. It's up and in. And a super fast move by Jack Vanderrooty. Gets inside the big guy. Oates lays it off to win him and scores. So Jack with the first points of the second half. Here's a feed. Into the middle of the shots up. No good. Big man follows up with a power move, and Oates scores. I expected somehow, and I don't know why, but just did, expected him to have a bigger impact maybe in the opening half, but the Ravens handled him extremely well. He had only two first half points, but he adds two more right there in the first half a minute of the second half. 36-30, Benedictine. Ravens back down with the basketball. BC in the second half, going from right to left across your dial. Jack with the ball, comes down on top to Preston, to feed underneath to Hagan, and the layup with two on the shot clock. Hilgendorf has nine. It's now 38-30. Benedictine by eight. Top sign for Penn is going to be Hammonds. They'll feed again to the big guy. Oates spins, twists, turns, hooks, scores. And you can see that at halftime, I'm sure that Coach Henry and his staff looked at those numbers and said, wait a minute, how does the guy not have more points than that? And they're going to see to it that in the second half that he does, and he already does. Matter of fact, a minute and a half into the second half, he's got twice as many points as he did in the first half. Two in the first half and already four here in the second. Ravens putting the ball in play in the forecourt. Deglin Sullivan plays off the Hilgendorf screen. A little give and go back to Hagan. His cross-court pass is going to be batted out of the sky and stolen away by Manny Hammonds. Hammonds is going to bring it down the court, sweep it down the left side with 18-18 to go in the ballgame. Kicks it off on top. Hoberek looking into the eyes of Vanderwoody. His pass over to the right side to Oates. And again, they go back to the big guy. He's outside the block. Puts it on the floor once, twice, backs, twists, turns, and reaching in. The ball's going to be batted away and stolen. Ravens coming up with a steal. Driving down the court. Deglin lays it up and in. Now we've got a foul. Is it going to be the Buckeye plus one? No. They're going to wave off the basket and say the foul occurred prior to the shot on the floor. So no bucket, but a foul on Hoberek, his first of the game. The ball comes in to Jack, and the Ravens are going to reset the offense. 17:50 to go in the game. Skip pass over to the right side. It's going to be booted out of bounds by Isaac Hoberek. And Ravens will have it in play at the 28-foot mark on the far side. 17:50 to go in the ball game. Benedictine at 46% shooting. That's a pretty good number. Here's a big guy, Hilgendorf for three. Doesn't get it, and the rebound is going to be out of play. Touch last by Deglin. Penn is going to have it in front of the Raven bench. 38-32, Ravens out front. Laquan Washington inbounds it in. Taking his time, Roy Jones III. Comes up court with it. And I got a great story that Adam Gardner just shared with me here at halftime. Adam Gardner works in the sports information department here at the college. And he said just on a lark, he did a little research and found out that something that he thought might be true but really didn't expect to be true is Oates goes up with another two-point shot. Already he's got six in the second half. 3 minutes into the second half, 6 second-half points for Malik Oates, and the Ravens lead down by four. So in his research, wait a minute, Penn coming up with a steal. They'll race down it. Hoberek goes right side, easy layup, and the Ravens lead quickly now down to two on the Laquan Washington bucket that gives him 10. Deglin into the forecourt. Back to my story. So Adam says, I'm a lark. He thought he would check and see. He didn't think it was possible, but in fact, Roy Jones III is the son of Roy Jones Jr., the boxer. So how about that? Roy Jones Jr., and now we've all looked around the gym. I don't think Roy's here tonight. I get a selfie with him if he was. 16:23 to go in the ballgame. 40-36, Benedictine. Penn's going to be putting it back in play. And Rory heard from the crowd a moment ago, it was a Hilgendorf shot. Now here's a three by Penn. It's up no good. Oates coming up with a rebound. Follows it up and home. And right now, Benedictine has no answer for Malik Oates. Two-point Raven lead at 40-38. And Oates, who had only two first-half points, has eight already in the first 4 minutes of the second half. BC's brought Gino Corridori into the game. Now, the ball's going to be batted away. Here's the steal. The feed to the left. And the shot. Good. We're tied. Roy Jones III hits the bucket. And it is 40-40. 15:40 to go. So the Raven lead, which they have had the entire game, is gone. But they have never trailed in the game. Preston Reynolds with it up top side. Little crossover dribble, loses the handle for a minute. Goes back out towards center circle to recover the basketball. Ezra has come into the game. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked back up down the floor. Here comes Penn. The dish over to the right side. And Ravens are going to steal it. Preston kicks it over to Bryson. LaRue for three. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Pulled down by Malik Oates. And they're going to say the ball's going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be off Benedictin. And Penn will have it back. So another opportunity for the Statesmen to take their first lead of the game. And we are inside 15 now to go. Three-point runner. Perfect. Manny Hammonds, and Penn goes in front. 43-40. 14:50 left in the game. Here's the feed. In the middle is batted away. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Benedictine. Here's Bryson for three. Nails it. Bryson LaRue. That is Bryson's first second half point. And now the official is going to stop the game. And that will bring us to a media break. I don't know if there's some water or something on the floor that they're going to be taking care of or whatever, but we're going to take a break. 14:39 to go. We're in the second half of the ballgame tonight. This is going to be a great finish. It's Benedictine 43, William Penn 43.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Turn here to the Nolan Gymnasium. There was a William Penn player who had slipped and fallen, and they were looking at him down the sideline, but he's sprung to his feet and has gone over to his bench under his own power. He seemed to be just fine. And so we welcome you back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. 14:39 to go in the game, and it's a 43-43 tie. Ravens and Penn here this evening. Saturday action is going to bind these Benedictine Ravens, weather willing and cooperative, up in Des Moines, Iowa, who will have college hoops here on Care Radio. Ladies game, then the guys, currently scheduled for 2 and 4 o'clock. Keep it tuned in here to Care Radio. We will keep you posted in the event anything changes with that planned tip-off time. Now Penn putting the ball in play in the backcourt. Here comes Jones. He'll work his way over to the right side. Both head coaches standing up at the end of their respective benches. Jones comes head over to the right side to Marcellus Bryant. Bryant goes to Oates, who directs traffic from the right block. Out on top. The three is well short. And the rebound. Preston Reynolds for Benedictine. Reynolds quickly up the court to Ezra. Vigalpa starts in. Brings it back. Squaring up. Here's a three that's too long. And a rebound. Penn. I am surprised that Malik Oates is still out on the floor 6 minutes into the second half. I had seen in the first half, he seemed to be a little tuckered out by now. Now Malik is going to lose the handle of the ball, and here come the Ravens. Down with it, up and in. The bucket is good by Bryson LaRue once more. Harrison Kissling coming up with a steal, and it's 45-43 Benedictine. 13.5 to go in the game. Penn is quickly going to run Jameer Reed back up to the scorer's table and get him checked back in. And again, both head coaches on their feet, encouraging their teams. Again, here's Oates, goes right side. And as he reverses, it's going to be stolen by Bryson. LaRue, outlet, into the forecourt. Preston Reynolds and Bryson with it again near the center circle. So LaRue saw what was happening there, what was transpiring. Now we're going to get Gino with an ugly offensive foul as he steps up and puts up this late screen. Coach Mooney's trying to figure out what he was thinking. Corridori's first foul tonight. But for Benedictine, that's a missed offensive opportunity here. An opportunity that would have given them maybe a 4 or 5 point lead, at least a more than one possession lead. But Penn can tie it up or take a lead with a long shot. Ravens by two. Inside 13 to go. Cross court pass into the corner. Back to Oates. Deep into the corner. The baseline three. Off the mark. Rebound Benedictine. Ravens are going to transition. Flying down. It's going to be Preston. Reynolds with a little forearm. Misses the shot. And a rebound 10. And now Sue's on the floor. And going to go out of bounds. And now say it's Raven basketball. Touch last by Jameer Reed. And Benedictine with 22 on the shot clock is going to inbound it in front of the Raven bench. 12:38 to go in the ballgame. They inbound by Harrison Kissling comes to Corridori. Corridori working against Oates. Falls away. Up shot scores a Gino for two. And it is 47-43. Ravens on a little 7-0 run right now. Penn hasn't scored in a minute. Here's Oates with the left side. Look away pass underneath. The feed back over to the right side of the lane. The dish comes back off on top. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Now the ball's going to be stripped away from behind. Benedictine, again the transition. It's up. It's in. It's good for two. The driving layup by BC. And two more from Bryson LaRue. Penn is playing 4-on-5 right now as Oates is finally coming into the forecourt. He has really slowed down. But now they'll feed it to him in the middle. And he was going to go for a little stuff. Ezra says, no, I'll just reach in and slap it away. Commits the foul, and we'll put Malik Oates on the free throw line. It'll be the first time tonight you got Malik at the free throw line. On the season, like so many big guys, he's not great there. 12 of 22, 54% free throw shooter. This one rolls out, no good. Now for the Ravens, Jack Vanderwoody coming back in. Declan Sullivan coming back in. Hagen Hilgendorf coming back in. And into the game for the Ravens for the first time tonight, we're going to see Drew Purdy. Drew, the big 6'8 freshman from Olathe. So BC continues to try to keep bigs in the game. And again, they're back to 2 6'8 guys. Second free throw fails, and Hilgendorf rebounds it down. Here come the Ravens. After a pair of missed Malik Oates free throws, Benedictine is on offense, and Declan Sullivan into the forecourt with 11.5 to go in the game. Ravens have the ball up a half dozen. Top sign is going to be Kissling. Harrison goes across, tries to feed it up, and it's going to be knocked free, stolen. Back up with a become pin. These two teams' defenses have been pretty good tonight. Falling away, the shot is up for two by Isaac Holbrecht. And here's a guy who does a lot of things for his team, but you'd expect him, or at least I feel like I would expect him to be a little more of a scoring threat. Averages 9.5 a game. He's only got 4 so far tonight. Here's Drew Purdy back over to the right side. Deglin down the lane, crosses over, shot rejected, rebounded off the floor. Penn back up the floor with it. Here they come. 10:50 to go. The lob to the right side. The feedback out on top. Oates looks away underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. Ja'Cory Williams with 4. 49-47. Ravens by 2. Out on top. Purdy for 3. And the big guy had it halfway down, and it spins out no good. Here comes Penn with a chance to tie this thing up with a pair. Feed over to the right side. Holbrecht will take it back to the rim. Drives across underneath. Kicks it over into the corner. Oates will go for 3. Air ball. That wasn't even close. Offensive rebound. It's going to be crossed over. Followed up and in by Reed, and we're tied. 49-49. And we're inside 10 minutes to go. Deglin comes up the floor. We've got a Penn player falls down. The baseline 3, airborne and no. Penn coming down with a rebound. Jack couldn't get that 3 to fall from the deep left side. Here's Isaac for 3 on the other end. No good. Benedictine going to come back the other way. Declan with the basketball. 9.5 to go in the ball game. deadlocked at 49 here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Backing his way into the lane is going to be Harrison Kissling. Gets it back over to Jack Vanderwoody. Left-handed shot from 12. Got the roll. Jack has a dozen, and the Ravens go back up by one at 51-49 with 9:20 to play. Here comes Penn, little left-hand dribble. Both feet standing in the center circle for Ja'Cory Williams. Ja'Cory cruises back over to the right side. Dumps it over there to Holbrook. He wants to get the 15-footer off and does. Misses the shot, but draws the foul and will come to the line for two. And we're going to get a timeout prior to the shots being taken. The break at 8:55 to go. We're in the second half of this game in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine, 51, William Penn, 49.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
With 8:55 to go in the ball game, and the Ravens leading it 51-49 over the Statesmen. We got a William Penn player. He'd taken the tumble a little bit earlier, as I'd mentioned, and now he's been walked down to the end of the benches where the trainers are taking a look at it. He keeps a hand on that hip. I don't know if he had fallen and kind of landed hard on the hip. Now they're flexing that leg and hip joint, and he seems to be suffering with it quite a bit. On the floor for Benedictine right now, we've got Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, Declan Sullivan, Gino Corridori, and Drew Birdie out there. Penn coming to the free throw line with Isaac Hobrecht. He's joined out there by Marcellus Bryant and Justin Bradley in. He's only been in a little bit today. First free throw, no good for Hobrecht. Grounding out that five, Manny Hammonds and you've got Washington. Second free throw is good. So Hobrecht will hit one of the two free throws, and the Ravens lead by one at 51-50. Corridori is going to take the pass at the top of the key. Kicks it back over. Right-hand finger rolls up and rolls around and around and good for Harrison Kissling. 53-50. Malik Oates out of the game for a little bit now for Penn, and the baseline jumper is going to be short. Ravens rebounding it back down. We're seeing Penn now dropping back, and they are a much smaller team. I mean, not just because the 6'10 guys not out there, but they're basically playing five guards out there. Now the pass slapped away. Ravens trying to utilize their height advantage right now and get the ball into the middle of Gino Corridori, but it's going to be smacked in. Knocked out of bounds by Justin Bradley. Now, Justin Bradley's the biggest guy they've got out there at 6'5", and he looks small. 8 minutes to go. Ravens have the ball. Driving in, going up, hitting the two-handed layup. Great job by Declan Sullivan. 55-50, Benedictine. And as quickly as that, we're going to get Oates back at the scores table. The driving shot is up. It's no good, but offensive rebound. Penn will go in. Miss another one. Miss another tip, but a foul beneath the rim. Going to get the Statesman coming to the free throw line is the foul by Gino Corridori, which is his second tonight. It's going to be Justin Bradley back of the line. Now, Justin, only 2 points this evening. So Bradley, who averages about 7 a game, comes to the line and a 50% free throw shooter, missing his first one. So one more shot coming up for the 6'5" junior from Okinawa. This one right in there. So he's spot on, hitting half of his free throws, makes it 55-51. Back into the lineup, coming off that free throw, as Bradley will exit the game and returning to the court is Malik Oates. 2 points in the first half. He's already got 8 in the second. And he has been a difference maker for William Penn in their comeback effort. Ravens up 4. Here's Gino. Gets it to Jack. 7:20 to play in the game. Preston goes into the lane. Gets it across. Gino crossing over layup. Good. Corridori. Half a dozen for Gino. Ravens go up 57-51. Little one-handed skip pass. Oates tries to back in. Gino holds him off. Isn't just two big guys pushing and shoving out there. It's like a rugby match. 7 minutes to go. Shot clock at 11. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Perfect. Roy Jones Jr. hitting his third three tonight. His 11th point of the game. And cuts the Raven lead to 57-54. 6:40 to go. You got the vibe here. You know this game's coming down to the last two possessions. Going down to the last 28 seconds tonight. Deglin comes out on top to Gino, who wants no part of the shot. Waves Deglin back out on top, giving the ball. And now Deglin will pull up and knock it down for 15. Sullivan, 4 points, all of which have come in the second half. 57-54. Hobrek with the ball. Top side it comes. Williams. They'll spin it back around to the left side. Hobrek, a little fake. Oh, a nice look away. And the shot is not going to go in. And a frustrated-looking Malik Oates will be coming to the free throw line. The foul by Gino. And Corridori collects his third foul. I do not believe, or his fourth, let me fix that. That is Gino's fourth foul. I do not believe there's any other Raven with more than one. Free throw is in. Emily Goats, after having missed his first two, puts that one in. Now for the Ravens, they're going to again go to the bench and bring in another big guy that we have not seen a ton this year, but well, we've seen him out there. Great player, athletically gifted guy is going to be Vince Duca. Vince, the 6'7" sophomore from Budapest, Hungary. Second free throw is going to be up by Oates. No good. Ravens going to rebound it down. BC leading at 59-55 after Oates hits one of two free throws. Feed over to the left side. Jack alone, a three too strong. Rebounding it down is Ezra. And Ravens are going to reset the shot clock. There it goes to 20. Skip comes out on top to Bense. Duca pivots with the left foot, brings it to Preston. Reynolds slides left, comes off the screen. Looking into the eyes of Oates, will go up, shoots over the top of the big guy and can't get it to ball. Put a little bit too much loft on it, trying to get it over him. Now down the left side, it's going to be Jones, three, off the mark, rebound again to Preston. Preston Reynolds, an incredible rebounder at 6'5" out of Leawood, Kansas. And the Ravens back up 4 with it. The feed comes into the middle from Ezra to Preston. By Goffick, it's poked in the eye. We're going to stop the game. He immediately froze up, went down to a knee. The official saw it happen, calls the foul on Roy Jones. It'll be Jones' second foul tonight. 5:08 to go. The officials walking over, and the trainer starts to come out to look at Ezra, and he waves him off, but still rubbing the eye and rubbing it with his jersey. And coaches, you can't stay out there. Here, come over and get a little look at. And they're going to bring Declan Sullivan back in. So Sullivan will do the inbound, having just returned to the ball game. 5:08 to go. It'll come into Vanderwood. He'll fall away. Jump shot, good for two from the baseline. Here's the thing about Jack. Jack is one of those guys, we talked about in the first half, pure shooter, never has seen a shot that he doesn't like. and incredibly hit so many of them. Now here's a driving layup by Jones, who's having a big game. That's 13 for Roy Jones the third, and we're now inside 5 to go. 4 minutes and 50 and counting. Benedictine up 4, 61 to 57. Bryson goes down to the left side of the lane, trapped on the block, comes out on top to Jack. He'll swing it around, gets double teamed, twists and turns to Bryson, over to Deglin. He'll go three. There it is, Deglin Sullivan. Sullivan pushes the Raven lead to 7 with 4.5 to go. Little behind-the-back pass comes out on top to Oates. They'll return it to Hobrick. He is amazing to watch on the floor, and now Hobrick's down on the floor. And the Ravens up court pass, no. Hobrick is still laying. He's rolling around on the hardwood. The play continues. The baseline three is good, and now they're going to stop the game. The baseline three is good. It'll belong to Jamar Reed. And we're going to get our media break. And still on the floor, Isaac Hobrick. He's been down on the floor a couple of three times tonight. We're taking a break with 4:09 to go in the game. Ravens 64, Statesman 60.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
It's kind of interesting to look out on the floor and see Isaac Hobrick, who has scooted himself from what was in the circle at the free throw line. Then he kind of scooted down halfway to the sideline. Then he scooted kind of near. And he's never stood up. And they're out there looking at him, and nobody seems like they're, like, frantic. And then he goes and scoots himself over to the chair, and then kind of scoots himself up on the chair. So scooted halfway across the gym here tonight. 4 minutes and 9 seconds ago. And again, they're looking at him, and the Raven trainer is looking at him, but she does not seem to be really alarmed. All right, let's see who's out on the floor right now. It'll be Oates, Hammond, Reed, Jones, and he's going to take Hobrick's spot out there. It's going to be Bryant. Out of the court for Benedictine. We've got Duca and Sullivan and what else do we have out there? LaRue with Vandermoody and Reynolds. So here we go. We're going to get Penn applying full court pressure now. They're going to try to force a turnover by Benedictine. 357, 56. 3:55 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with a basketball leading it by 4. Vandermoody with that out on top. The shot clock is down at 11. Jack will drive over to the right side. High big roll up the top of the block, and it's in. Jack for 2. That thing was above the square, and that's where it had to be to elude the long arms and the high reaches of those defenders down on the floor. And here comes William Penn. They'll feed it to Oates. Vince Duca in front of him, 6'8 guys going at one another. Here's a feedback over to the right, and the layup is going to be up and good at Vince. Got tricked. The layup is good by Oates, and it'll be a plus one. So Duca will collect his first foul of the ball game, and back to the free throw line comes Malik. He has not been a great threat at the free throw line. Duke is going to rotate out, and Hilgendorf will come back in. Oates is 1 of 4 at the free throw line here tonight. And again, he's a 50% shooter. The free throw, very short. And a rebound, Raven. Deglin Sullivan racing down from the top of the lane all the way to the baseline to clear that ball down. And it's 3:10 to play. Ravens have the basketball leading it by 4 at 66-62. Bryson LaRue swings it left and right. Puts the ball on the floor, dribbles it off to the top, keeps it alive. Now cuts back to the left side, loosens his footing. The ball is on the floor, and they're going to get it tied up. Jump ball call. I'll tell you what. As he was on the floor trying to pull the ball back in, Bryson DeRue found himself wrestling with Malik Oach. And Bryson is giving up, let's see, Bryson's giving up 180, 185 pounds to this guy. So the jump ball possession comes back to William Penn. We're down to 257 left. We've been talking about it through the game. It's going to be a fantastic finish. It's going to be decided in the last half a minute here tonight. I believe that's still accurate. In with the basketball way up top side. Trying to put a little bit of a move on. Looking for the screen. They'll step across it. Put up a jump shot. Up, no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Preston. Coach Moody's on his feet, holding up his hand, telling his team to slow it down a little bit and be patient with his possession. And as it comes up the floor with Bryson LaRue, Roy Jones reaches in, attempting a steal, and commits the foul. Foul is going to be on Roy. It'll be his third. And that is only Penn team foul three of the second half. So Ravens are a long way from coming to the free throw line with 2.5 to go in the game. The inbound from Mitch Ward is going to go into the backcourt. And here comes Daglin Sullivan. Plenty of time on the shot clock. The Ravens are going to be patient. They're going to look for a good shot, a high percentage shot. Daglin will play off the screen. Dribble toward the side. Bring it back out on top. Now he'll launch a three that does not fall. Rebounding it down is Penn. Jimmy Reed coming up with the basketball. He'll race it into the floor court. Working in front of Bryson LaRue. He'll go to the left. Work it way to the baseline. Kick it off the window and score. The bucket by Jimmy Reed makes it 66-64. And we will get a Penn timeout. So let's take a break, Seth, with 2:04 to go in the ballgame. Again, what a finish in front of us, Ravens, 66, Penn, 64.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, to get the floors toweled down and popped down on both ends. They got, Air Benedictine always kind of cool. They have young kid groups come in and they kind of arm them with the dust mops. And if somebody goes to the floor, they get out there and towel it down with that. Kind of gets them interested, kind of makes them part of the program, and they have a good time. And, hey, somebody's doing a really good job. They are very conscientious and work hard to do a great job, and they do. 2:04 to go in the game, 66-64 for the Ravens. Preston Reynolds, Bryson LaRue, Daglin Sullivan, Jack Vanderwoody, and now it's going to be Gino Corridori back into the five. Remember, Gino's got 4 fouls. BC putting it in play against the full court pressure, and it's going to be knocked away from Bryson. It's on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be pinned basketball. And tell you what, Ravens did not handle that pressure on the inbound play from deep in the backcourt well at all. And now with 2:01 to go and leading only by 2, Benedictine is going to be on defense. Penn will be putting it in beneath their goal. Roy looking to bring it in. Comes right side. Here's a three for the lead. No good. Follow shot is in. We are tied again. That bucket by Manny Hammond. 66-66. With a minute 45 left. Here comes Daglin Sullivan out on top to Gino. Sullivan starts to the right side, back over to the left, holding it up, one to come out on top, gets it there to Bryson. With a shot clock at 14, LaRue works the ball in front of Laquan Washington. Pulls up, he'll go three, it's off the mark, rebound, 10. Now the Ravens try to steal it away. Daglin Sullivan comes up with a steal, and then he gets fouled. Daglin Sullivan, just a hustle play, comes up, steals the ball from Jimmy Reed. Reed was startled, tries to steal it back, commits a foul. And the Ravens will be putting it in play. We're going to get another timeout. Ravens are taking a break. This is setting up so, so good for a big finish. Minute 25 to go in the game. Benedictine, William Penn, we're all tied at 66.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
With a minute 25 to go in the ball game, minute 66 deadlock. The crowd on hand here tonight has been treated to a great game. Neither team has been able to put together much of a lead here this evening. Benedictine mid two-thirds of the way through the first half has for a moment established a couple of times an 11-point lead, but can cut it to 6 at halftime, where it was 34-28. Game got tied at 40. And again, the Ravens have been able to, it got tied again at 49. Ravens have been able to hold Penn off, never allowing them to put together a substantial lead. But now it's a big possession for Benedictine. With a minute 25 to go, shot clock set at 20. The ball comes in. Here's Declan Sullivan with it on top. Comes off a corridor screen. No room. Out on top, Vanderudy. They defend him well. Shot clock at 10. Get passed over to the right side to Gino. Feeds underneath. Preston crosses over. No room. Preston twists, turns, off balance. Off the glass, somehow scores it. That is not his shot, but he made it anyway. And with a minute one to go, it is 68-66 Ravens. Penn with a basketball. Working it out in front of the team bench is Roy Jones. Jones dumps it over to the right side to Jameer. Reed pulls up, falling away after missing the shot. No good. Rebound Penn. They're going to save it. Reed again. Goes up. Can't hit it. But it'll be a couple of free throws. And two opportunities for Penn to score a bucket and a plus one. Not able to convert. And again, we have a Penn player lying on the floor, slow to get up. And then as he gets up, he seems quite fine. And coming to the line is going to be Jameer Reed. So Reed will have a pair of free throws. The foul is on Preston Reynolds. His second of the game, inconsequential. It'll be team foul 7. So, but this is a two-shot foul, the first of which is perfect. And Jameer Reed, who was 1 of 2 in the first half at the free throw line, hits the first of two here. They're taking a timeout of the floor, but we're going to hold on to it right here. Jameer on the season, 34-46, coming into the game tonight, 73.9% at the free throw line. He averages, we're going to call it 10 points, 9.9 a game. And he's got 9 points right now, so pretty spot on. For William Penn, I'll tell you, they have just been traditionally, year in, year out, since the Ravens, well, since Penn joined the conference, they have been the team to beat every year. And it has not been easy to make that happen. Benedictine has gotten their fair share of wins over this William Penn team. They'd like to take one here tonight in Atchison. We've got 40.5 seconds to play in the game. At the free throw line, Jameer Reed with one shot for the tie. The junior from Philadelphia shakes the shoulders, pulls it up, sends it up and in, and we're tied again. Jameer Reed makes it 68-68. Here comes Benedictine. 33, 32 seconds left. Top side with his Deglin, and we have a foul off the ball by William Penn's Laquan Washington. They're doing exactly what Coach Henry wants them to do. That is play very aggressive defense. If you've got a bump, you've got to push a little bit, it's not a big deal because that is still on the team foul five. Ravens are a couple of fouls away from coming to the free throw line, and we're at half a minute to go. Benedictine brings it in, comes out on top. Shot clock at 15. Vanderwoody will drive into the lane, twist the turn, comes out 10 seconds. Here's Deglin. He'll go to the left, goes into the lane, changes hands, lays up, and in Deglin Sullivan. And Benedictine taking a timeout. We'll take a quick break. 15 seconds left in the game. It's the Ravens 70, the Statesman 68.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Let's get very precise here. 15.2 seconds to go in the game. Now, if you're William Penn, okay, and if you're Coach John Henry, what are you doing here? What is your plan? What are you thinking? Are you? And, of course, Coach Henry's not even in the huddle. He always does. He doesn't coach, really. He's like the head coach, but his assistants do all of this, the hard work, the grunt work. And he's kind of cheers the team on, and he's guy who kind of keeps it all going. He's kind of overseeing it all, for sure. But he's not the guy scratching his play out in the dirt, okay? 15.2 seconds to go. But if you're William Penn, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a two-point shot and an opportunity at an overtime? Are you looking to challenge in the lane, hoping to hit a shot, and then a free throw? Are you looking for a three and just trying to finish it right now? Either a win or lose shot, if you will. How are you approaching it? And then let's flip it over to the team in the home white jerseys, and that's Benedictine. How are you defending this? Are you pressing this thing all the way up the floor? Are you making a burn up time? Are you making a waste time, use time to try to develop that shot? How do you defend it? Are we going full court defense? Are we picking them up at halfway? It's very interesting to see how these two coaches approach it. Look at this. So the Ravens are going to play player defense. They're going to play it full court. Penn has got two guys all the way to the other end of the floor, and they're going to bring it in into the forecourt at 11. On the left side, Roy, shot, no, and a whistle and a foul. So Penn will be coming to the free throw line with 7.6 to go. And what they had just done is they just said, we're going to attack the bucket. Give it to Roy Jones. He brings it up the floor, drives the lane, goes straight to the rack. That foul is going to be the third by Preston Reynolds, but that is immaterial. Coming to the line, trailing by two, Roy Jones needs two free throws to tie this game. Or you hit one and hope for an offensive board. Free throw's no good. The first one failed. And the Ravens are going to make another substitution. They're going to bring it. Hagen Hilgendorf back in. So you got Cordorian and Hilgendorf at the bottom of the lanes on each side. You've got Sullivan out there, and wait a minute, are we going to get Vanderwoot? No. Second free throw is good. No, they're going to wave it off. We've got a lane violation. It's Raven basketball. The William Penn players had gotten into the lane too quickly. Roy made a little bit of a kind of a stutter bump as he was putting up that second shot, and someone at the baseline left stepped in. And now the Ravens are going to have it. They've got a two-point lead and 7-6 to go. Penn has got a foul. They can't come up with a quick steal. They got a foul immediately. And it's going to be knocked away and slapped out of bounds by Oates. But here's the thing. That took a little time off the clock. We're now down to 6.8. And for Benedictine, instead of at the baseline, the ball's going to be put in play right in front of the Penn bench. Preston Reynolds will do the inbound work. They got to just get it in play. Now, the ball's knocked to the floor. Outlet down the court, and it's going to be saved, and a quick foul. What had happened was it was supposed to come in for Benedictine to Deglin Sullivan. Deglin was bumped, went to the floor. So now Ravens are struggling to find somebody, and that was a great pass all the way to the other end of the floor. The lob downfield, and it was taken kind of over the shoulder by Bryson LaRue, who is immediately fouled, and it'll be Bryson not coming to the free throw line because, again, that is only team foul six. They will not get to the line until the next foul, which is this one. So the Ravens bring it in again, and you go to Bryson LaRue, and that's no accident. Bryson LaRue is going to come to the free throw line, and with each of those inbound plays, a little more time comes off the clock. We're down to 4.2 seconds to go. Bryson LaRue coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. He is an 82.5% free throw shooter coming into the game tonight. 47 of 57 at the free throw line this season. Now Jack Vanderwood is going to come out of the game, and Larry Parker is going to check in. This is an offense-defense switch for Benedictine. Ravens have no one along the sides of the lane. Everybody behind. It's the front half of the one-and-one, and it is good! It hit the back, it hit the front, hung on the front lip, and then fell forward and through. Now the Ravens are up by three. One more shot for Benedictine and Bryson. Second half, the plus one. Missed it. Rebound, tipped out. Deglin's got it. Ravens with the ball, and that's done it. Benedictine wins in a thriller in the Nolan Gymnasium tonight. As the fans come to their feet, the final score of this evening, Benedictine 71, William Penn 68, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here at the Ralph Donald Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where, well, a couple of great games tonight, a couple of very different games tonight. Ladies' game this evening. It was a runaway freight train as Benedictine's women got in front early and just steamrolled William Penn. The guys' game, not like that. It was nip and tuck. It was back and forth, and it was a razor-thin lead as this game went along. Thank you, miss. And BC with excellent play throughout the game, and particularly as they did what they had tried to do and what they had drawn up to do, and as they finished it off tonight, winning it in thrilling fashion, 71-68. Let's look at some of the numbers from this one tonight. What do you say? And by the way, we're sticking around. Don't forget, we're waiting for head coach Ryan Moody, who will certainly be making his way up here this evening to chat with us. All right, first of all, let's look at the scoring for William Penn. 28 in the first half, but they scored 40 second half points. And they were led tonight by a couple of guys, Roy Jones the third and Malik Oates, each with 13 points tonight for William Penn. And Oates, man, he's just a big guy in there. And after only two in the first half, he I think was utilized differently and was much more of a factor in the second half as this game went on. But Malik Oates and Jones, 13 apiece, 10 each then. Jamar Reed, Manny Hammonds, Laquan Washington. So I've got five guys in double-digit scoring for William Penn this evening. It drops into Isaac Hobrick, who ended the night with 5-4 for Ja'Cory Williams, and Justin Bradley with 3 this evening. For Benedictine, well, a lot of guys getting PT tonight. 3 of them at double-figure scoring. 1 of them hitting the free throws that iced the game, and as he's done all season, that guy led the team in scoring is Bryson LaRue. 19 points tonight in 31 minutes on the floor. He was 7 of 15 from the floor, 3 of 9 from outside, and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Bryson LaRue, 19 points to lead the Ravens and to lead all scorers this evening. Jack Vanderudy, man, you can't say enough about him. Talk about how he shoots and what a courageous shooter he is, because it doesn't matter the circumstance. Some guys will get the ball and they're like, ah, you know, I want to shoot, but I don't know. None of that with Jack. He gets the shot. He looks it up. He sees that it's one he was willing to take. There's no hesitation from him, and he makes them count. 16 points for Jack this evening. With 11 points in the middle of the night, it was Hagen Hilgendorf. 5 of 6 shooting tonight for Hagen. Ravens then saw nearly double-digit scoring from, oh, here's coach already, Declan Sullivan, and here we go. Let me turn that up. Coach, congratulations, man. That was some kind of fun.
That was fun. That was a good game. That was, I don't know how you described it, but, you know, if I was describing that on the radio, I'd say that looked like two teams that had about 7 or 8 days off and were sloppy and ugly. You know, at our level, we can't keep them the whole break. We don't want to keep them the whole break, honestly. We want them to go back and have time with their families. So, you know, we brought them back on the 27th and grinded through some practices, tried to get them in shape, but there's nothing like game shape. You just can't do it in practice. And I thought that we talked to them for the last 3 days about this game will begin and end with toughness. And that's not just physicality, but like the mental toughness of fighting through tired, of fighting through getting your legs back. I thought we did a great job of that tonight. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. In the end, we found a way to make some plays down the stretch.
Even in the first half of the game, I will tell you that I was sharing with the listeners that this was coming down to the last 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping that wouldn't happen, Tom, but, you know, it did. I thought that the guys did a great job. You know, I'm going to give props to Declan Sullivan, because I think going into the last media timeout, the last five, he was like 0-for-5 or 6 from the field. And from that point on, he went 4-for-4 and hit the game winner there at the end. So, you know, Bryson iced it, of course, with the free throws. But I just thought everybody that got in there did a great job. You can see the percentages are bad kind of on both teams with shooting. The legs weren't there, but I thought we did a really good job of rebounding the basketball against a good team tonight. You know, they got to their 15 on their offensive boards, but I thought we battled really well. 19 assists, only 13 turnovers. You know, statistically, this was the game we had to play to win this game.
A lot of strategy, Coach, in this game tonight, because they got a really big guy out there, and you utilized different guys and different combinations of your big guys, and you're fortunate to have the depth of quality players that you can do that with.
Yeah, I mean, we do have some depth at the size position, that's for sure. You know, being able to go with Bensay and Hagen and Gino, I thought we were able to throw some different guys at him, and And honestly, you know, we kind of wanted him to throw it to him. We didn't think he'd go 7 for 14 from the field. You know, he hasn't shown that. But they're down a couple guys. All our starters are here. I thought we did a really good job of containing, you know, holding them to 68 points and kind of their style of play with transition. I thought we did a good job of getting back. Their fast break points tonight were only 2. That's a team that really wants to try to push and score early in the clock. So I thought we did a really good job of taking away the easy 2s, which is transition and straight line drives.
But you knew a John Henry team, that's what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to run up your back. Yeah. They're going to try the offensive rebound. You know, they're going to make it physical. You know, we talked a lot about it, Tom, in the locker room. Like, you know, we got our 2 schools are different. That's okay. Our 2 programs are different. That's okay. But they don't get to be the tough guys just because they decide they're the tough guys. We can be tough too, and toughness is a skill. And I thought we showed a lot of toughness tonight. I thought our skill of toughness showed itself tonight.
And again, it's always good to come away with a first game in the second semester win. You talk about it against a really good team kind of win. It's kind of a springboard to move into the second semester. And coach, we're already in January, man. I mean, I'm looking at my schedule. I've got the new calendar. You know, I'm scratching the days down. And you think it's a lot, but you start writing them down, man, it's going to go really quickly, and starting like this is huge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first win of 2025, first win of the second half of the season. We have 14 league games left, man. There's a lot of basketball. We just knocked off one of the guys that are ahead of us, and that's our goal. You know, take them one at a time, trying to get ourselves in a position to be in the hunt at the end, whether that's for first, second, third, just get into that top group. And we've got the talent. We've got the depth. I think we can really defend. Thought we guarded really well tonight. Young group getting better, Tom. I keep telling people, like, you know, they're coming around. They're coming around, and I think there's a lot of potential for this group.
I heard somebody tell me, I don't know, it's 6 weeks or something ago, couple of months ago, that if you're going to beat Benedictine, you better beat him early.
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy was, but I heard that.
Well, that was after a big win, I think, at CFU, but I do believe that. I think, you know, get us early. I think that's this group is going to continue to get, we can keep healthy. Our big thing right now, Tom, is like we had a lot of ups and downs in that first semester. You know, I mean, we beat some really good teams on the road that are above us in the league, and then we lost to teams that are below us even at home. We have to be consistent. And that starts, you know, the test for that starts Saturday at Grandview, you know, so we're excited to keep playing. We got to get these guys fresh, get some recovery and get ready on a short turnaround to go to Grandview and play.
So what do you do? I mean, you've got one day. I mean, this is craziness. I mean, it's like, you got a day off, and then the next afternoon you're playing again. I mean, that's not easy.
No, it's not easy, but it's a lot of rest. It's a lot. Our trainer's fantastic. She'll do a great job with recovery and ice baths, and you know, she has all these different boots and things you can put their legs in and get the swellness out, the swelling out. I think it's a walk through, a little bit of shooting tomorrow. Get on a bus, and Grandview's got the same situation, man.
Yeah.
Except they're on the road. They're at Missouri Valley tonight, so. It'll be a war of attrition on Saturday up in Des Moines, and if I was betting, I'd bet on us.
Hey, and you talk about your trainer. Little props here. Your trainer was really busy tonight because there were a lot of guys banging around. That just shows you how really hard fought this game was today.
Yeah, Catherine's amazing. She's really good. We had hamstrings, we had eyes, we had we had a couple guys get hurt in practice yesterday even that performed really well tonight. So. She's doing a great job. I know a couple of William Penn guys went down. You know, it's kind of that time of year, man. It's physical. The league play, there's so much film out there. We all know each other. Coach Henry and I have been coaching against each other for 14 years. You know, we kind of know what each program is going to do, and it's a matter of execution and who's tougher. So, you know, we came out on the good end. William Penn, that's a good program, and they're playing well this year. So we'll take that win.
Coach, congratulations. Great start to what we call what this. Second, third of the season.
Second,
right?
Third. We'll call it the second, third. Yeah, we're excited to keep playing. And everybody listening, those games are probably going to get moved up on Saturday, would be my guess. You know, maybe 1 and 3, maybe noon and 2. But we'll be on the road, Grandview. We got that storm coming, so we're going to try to make sure that we're safe. Hopefully we get it in, and let's go get a win.
Coach, appreciate you, man.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Ryan Mooney, head coach of the Benedictine Guys. Thrilling win here tonight in front of the home ground. In fact, a couple of big wins. Lady Ravens running away. Winning in the opener, the Benedictine guys fighting it to the end and coming away with a close win tonight, 71-68. Hey, I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. And high school hoops, I think, tomorrow night, and then Benedictine, as Coach talked about on Saturday. If that time changes, they're going to let us know immediately, and we're going to share with you. So keep an ear out here on Care Radio. That's going to do it. Until we greet you next time, many thanks to first, Brian Hagan, and then the tag team with Seth, who's down in the Care Radio studios now, producing and engineering tonight. Guys, appreciate it. Well done, and thank you very much. Tom Couch here in the Nola Gym. So long, everybody.
Listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic...